Raise your voice and tell the good news. Behold, the Lord God comes with power. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?'" At that time, Jesus cured many of the diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offenses at me." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So Jesus is telling the disciples of John, he's the one who gives life to the world. Although at that time they do not understand what this means, the love of God for us to die on the cross. But anyway, today we are blessed to know that Jesus, for our sake, he died on the cross, offered his life for us. Even he lived his body and blood to us so that we can have the nutrition, always being close to Jesus, close to the Lord. We thank Jesus for this gift. Today, whatever we do, try to do with joy. Try to do everything with the best effort, because this is the will of God. So let us pray for one another that we can fulfill this. The will of God for each one of us, which is very different, but it's very holy. Just enjoy our life, our daily life, and trusting to our Lord, but putting all effort to do well whatever is given us. Important is to do the will of God wholeheartedly.